Eisenhower and Stevenson campaign in 1952 for president.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Did you get involved in that?
I got involved in that, and little did I know that Adlai Stevenson had duplicated exactly what I would duplicate at Harvard some years later. He had gone as a first-year student to Harvard, apparently did not make all his grades, came back to Illinois, finished in an Illinois law school, and then went on to become governor. That's identically the same thing that happened to me.
We should point out here, as you worked in governor's races, that you had your sights set on the governor's chair, the mansion, if we're going to say that, from a very early age.
Absolutely. From the time that I formed that student council in Fairfax, my mission in life as a goal for my career was to be governor of Oklahoma. One thing, John, that helped spark that, too, Californians, when I came to this school, were very anti-Oklahoma. And they wanted to call everybody from Oklahoma an Okie based on the Grapes of Wrath story. I didn't have an accent like most Oklahomans when I came out there because I'd lived in Texas and different places. If they called me an Okie, I was ready to fight them. So I decided in my own mind that I was going to erase that term if I ever got to be governor.
While you're there at OU, Bud Wilkinson is the coach of the OU football team.
Right. Marvelous. Absolutely. A good man, good coach, role model for all of us because of his discipline.
Yes, won 47 games in a row. You then were commissioned in ROTC, the Reserve Officer Training Corps.
That's right, in the Air Force ROTC because, John, when I came to the University of Oklahoma, the Air Force had not been set out as a separate unit. I had joined the Army ROTC first, but when we had an opportunity in my sophomore year to change to the Air Force, principally because my dad had been in the Air Corps, I decided I would change to the Air Force, which was a major good move for me.
So then your term of service, how long was that?
We had to serve 4 years in college ROTC, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. And we were commissioned second lieutenants in the Air Force on graduating in 1952.
Where were you assigned?
Went to Lackland Air Force Base for processing. During that time, there were so many of us who were non-flyers ROTC that they did not know what to do with us in the Korean War. So most of us were assigned as administrative officers to various bases across the nation. And I was assigned with 12 other second lieutenants, ROTC, to a small base in Texas at San Marcos between Austin and San Antonio.
So here's Harvard Law School. Was that a dream, or how did that happen?
No, I never considered doing anything but coming back to the University of Oklahoma once I'd finished my 2 years commitment to the Air Force and graduating from the University of Oklahoma Law School. But while I was in the Air Force, my best friend in the service was a man from Boston, Massachusetts named E.T. Ryan Jr., Eddie Ryan. Eddie was a Harvard 1952 graduate of the undergraduate school, and he and I became very close, and he kept telling me that as good a grades as I'd had at Oklahoma and what he thought were my abilities, that I ought to consider going to the Harvard Law School. Well, I thought maybe that's a good idea. So I took what we now call a LSAT test at Texas University. And I did so well that I was offered a scholarship for tuition for the first year at Harvard, and I decided I would accept it and go back to Boston and try it for a year.
Was that tough, coming from the culture here in Oklahoma to the Eastern culture?
It wasn't as tough as the 2 year break I'd had from being an academician in the Air Force and really just having a good time playing basketball and being in the service to try and pick up the discipline I'd had when I was a student at the University of Oklahoma. That was the hardest. The transition to the Boston people, that wasn't hard at all. I love those people, accent and all. It was just terrific.
So then how did that experience work for you that first year?
My discipline was not what it should have been. I can't believe that I became so undisciplined at studying. For example, I had 5 courses the first semester. 2 courses I outlined religiously every night, but 3 courses modestly done. And property, I really didn't do my job at all. And the result was I made good grades in the 2 that I outlined, fair grades in the 2 that were just so-so, but I made a D in property at the end of the year. So I couldn't get my scholarship back for the next year. Harvard would allow me to continue on in that class of 57, but I would have to repeat property, and I would have to pay my own tuition. That was an impossibility. I couldn't earn enough money working. I did work while I was at Harvard, first as a referee at the Business School Basketball League, and later at Christmas as a postman. But I couldn't make enough money to pay the tuition the next year, so I had to come back to Oklahoma and get a job, and I ended up at the University of Tulsa. I went first to the University of Oklahoma. They were going to make me repeat the property course. But I went to Tulsa University, and they said, because of the competition at Harvard, and even though I'd made a D, they were going to give me credit for the D if I could show a grade average above a 3 point for the rest of my term in law school. So sure enough, I had maybe a 3.7, 3.8 for the rest of the years at Tulsa. I also was involved in my reserve duty in Boston, teaching at the MIT ROTC program. I was going to have my first assignment this September of my second year, and I had to give that up. I really hated that.